praise your holy name. We thank you for your holy word. Thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have in store for your people this very day. Ask you, Lord God, to let your anointing rest upon this house, rest upon your people, and rest upon me, Lord God, as I share this message with your people. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said amen. You can be seated again this morning, the spice of life. Hallelujah. And I mean, just that title, when you just survey it, life. That's what God is after. God's not after death. That's what the devil's after. God is after life. And he wants that life to be an abundant life. And he has provided the spice that's going to make it an abundant life. Hallelujah. And now I've already talked to you about spice and the spicing of your foods. But this spice that I'm talking about here this morning in this message is what God has provided so you and I can have the life that he desired for mankind when he created mankind in the very beginning. When he created Adam and Eve, and he created Adam out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul, that life that he brought to Adam was a life of consecration, a life of dedication, a life of commitment, a life of fellowship with God Almighty. And when God breathed into Adam, that's what came to life, right there in Adam. Hallelujah. And Adam had life, and he had it abundantly. Woo, praise God. Glory. And he was given charge over naming all the things that God had created, and given charge over the earth. Make a long story short, he forsook it all, gave it all away with one act of disobedience. He lost the spice of life. He lost that fellowship, intimate fellowship with God. Now, God still came on the scene. God still directed his life, but it was from outside of Adam now, not inside anymore. He lost that type of relationship with the Father, with God, with Jesus Christ, who was there in the beginning also. And so we see then, as God then begins to move towards the salvation of man and move towards bringing back that life to man, He moves in an era of time that is called the time of the law, the time of Moses. And this was a time when God began to give instruction to the children of Israel, who he called out from among the world. It's not a strange phenomenon. It's not a strange thing for God to call his people out of the world. That's the way it's always been. He called Israel out of the world, and he set Israel up as God's people. And he wanted God's people to reflect God to the world. But they just couldn't get a hold of it. Sporadically, men would rise up and lead people to worship God and God alone. Then as time would prevail, they would fall away and drift away and begin to worship. And I've never really understood this, but yet it happens even today in this world. How could somebody turn from worshiping the living God, hallelujah, that moved with his might, moved with his power, performed miracles for them, to worship something that was made out of stuff like this? I don't get it. I mean, how could you worship a piece of wood when you had a pillar of fire and a cloud by day, and woo, hallelujah, and the mountain shook and the fire roared, and go worship this? I don't get it. Then I don't get it why people won't worship God today. Why they won't love God today. Why they won't fellowship with God today. I don't get it. But yet it's the choice of man. Man would rather have, this is part of the answer, man in his sinful state would rather have his own God so he could live his own way, do his own thing, not be accountable to a creator. And no matter how much people want that, it ain't real. Everything that's created on this earth is accountable to God. Whether they believe it or not, they are. And so we see then we've got to have that reality. God's moving, God's working. And so the things of the Old Testament, the things of the covenant with Israel, were all the types and the symbols of what God was going to do through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, as God began to speak to Moses and gave him the recipe, if you will, for this holy anointing oil to put it upon everything that pertained to God, I want you to understand, it had already been sanctified by the blood. In other words, the blood had already been shed. The bulls, the goats, the lambs, everything had already been offered up, sacrificed, and that blood had been put on everything to sanctify it unto God. Everything that pertained to the worship of God, that day and that hour, that blood was applied to everything. But now that the blood's been applied, there was something else that needed to come on the scene. The spice of life. Hallelujah. The anointing oil. This is the type. This is the symbol of the Holy Ghost. The baptism in the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost coming upon that vessel. And praise God now, being in that vessel. Hallelujah. That spice of life that God commanded Moses to put together was that anointing oil for everything pertaining to worship and the people pertaining to worship. And they could not engage nor worship without this holy anointing oil applied to every vessel, every person. It was part of worship. Praise God. You know, God, well, I've already established, God never changes. He may change the mode, but He doesn't change the principle. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is to be upon everything that pertains to worship. You remember what Jesus told the little woman at the well? God is looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. This is the new covenant that Jesus Christ was about to bring into existence. Now, no longer is it the cassia. No longer is it the cinnamon. No longer is it those things of natural sources. It is now that Holy Ghost that has come down from heaven. Hallelujah. To be that anointing of that vessel that has been sanctified by the blood. Hallelujah. That heart that has been renewed, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God, and has now become that vessel to be anointed by the Spirit of God, hallelujah. And that is the spice of our life. In other words, that is what's going to help you and I to leave a peculiar taste in the mouths of those that we meet. A good taste, hallelujah. Something sweet. Hallelujah. That anointing oil had a sweet aroma to it. It wasn't like some of our oil in our bottles that we leave there for 14 years. You know, I don't know if you've ever been anointed with our oil or not, but you know, if your wife would smell it. No, I'm just teasing you. Yeah. I'm not really teasing you. That oil and that anointing bottle's been there since 2002. I think it's good holy anointing oil. Hallelujah, because it has lasted 19 years. Has it turned green? It doesn't really smell bad. And we'll change it now, praise God. But now that I have revealed, that's why it's so powerful. Maybe you wanted anointing with it, praise God. It's been with us ever since. Glory. Hallelujah. That spice. Spice. What is spice? That which adds zest. That which adds interest. Now, you know, when I'm going back to this hot sauce stuff, Brother Mike's got a little box of all kinds of little hot bottles of hot sauce, and he brought some here the other evening when the Cisneroses were here. And I can't remember who it was that tasted one. They tasted that and said, well, that's not even hot at all. It's just sweet. Yeah. And Brother Mike said, well, yeah, some of them are just like that. They're just sweet. They are not hot. False advertising. hot sauce? That's not hot. But it zest. Interesting. Interesting. You want to try some of this? No, thank you. Not interested. Praise God. Oh, but zest, spice, zest, interesting. In other words, it brings an interesting occurrence. Praise the Lord. The spice of life changes our life from carnal to spiritual, from bitter to sweet. Hallelujah. From sour to sweet. Praise the Lord. Glory. Don't you like sweet better than bitter? Did you enjoy them donuts this morning? That's sweet. You could have ate one of them raw sweet potatoes in there. It'd been sweet. That donut is, oh, the onions. Onions. Would you rather have had an onion this morning than a donut? I do know a few people that like onions that well. Praise the Lord. Glory. So we're getting the picture that spice is something good. Something good. Something that changes. Something that transforms. I mean, you can take an old bitter cup of coffee and drop a little half and half and a little sugar in it, and it becomes a treat. I've had some coffee that I've actually had to do that too. I kind of like it black when it's good. When it's not, it needs cream and sugar, please. Amen. It needs a little bit of spice. Amen. To bring it to a zest, to bring it to something enjoyable. Hallelujah. Now, I've already made a statement, and I hope it didn't offend anyone, but, you know, if you're not enjoying your Christianity, you need some spice added to your life. Hallelujah. You need something more than just a sprinkle from time to time. You need a good dousing in that anointing of the Holy Ghost to where it's a submersion. I don't have the scriptures here, but they're there in the Old Testament. When Moses then followed through with this, when he came to anoint Aaron and his sons with that anointing oil, he just didn't open the lid, put a little dab on his finger. That's okay. That's just what we do nowadays. He took the lid off, put it over the top of his head, and dumped it all. And you go read it. It says it covered his head, his beard, his robe, his feet. A reason for that, because the Holy Ghost needs you. He needs your arm. He needs all of you, all the way down to your feet. Hallelujah. He wants all of you, not just a small portion, so you can be blessed and go your merry way. Too many people think of the baptism in the Holy Ghost and the moving of the Spirit as just a mere blessing so I can move on with my life and feel good about it. What it's for. It's to start at the head and change your mind. Change the way you think. Change the way you operate. Get this nonsense out of your head. Well, that's just the way I am. If that's the way you are and it ain't right, then it's time to get the anointing of the Holy Ghost and get it changed. Change your mind. Hallelujah. It starts at the head and it goes all the way down to your feet. In other words, it starts with your way of thinking, how you're thinking, and it brings me into the right way of thinking. Create a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. That's how I think. Woo! I've got to think with God, not contrary to God. I got to think as God, but not take the place of God. I've got to have the mind of Christ. She loved everybody. And he willingly laid down his life for you and me. That's what I need in my mind. Not how well it's going for me and not how people are treating me. How am I treating people? It's not a matter how people treat me, because Jesus Christ was treated worse than any of us ever have been. Yet he had the right mind, did he? Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. You see, we get so crossways because the way people treat us that it locks us up and we're no good to God. Because we're not sweet. All we do is gripe and complain about how people treat us. Why don't you just start praising God for how much he's helped us? Or has he not helped you yet? If you have nothing to praise him about, then maybe you don't have anything to praise him about. But as for me and my house, Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord, and thus we're going to praise him, and we're going to think on the good things. We're going to think on the pure things. We're going to think on the holy things. We're going to think on the righteous. Oh, wow. He didn't say all that, but the Word of God did. Woo, hallelujah. And I just shared it with us again this morning. Where are you thinking? That's what the anointing's for. To adjust the way that I think so I can think rightly. And if I'm thinking rightly, I am saved. Washed in the blood. Woo, hallelujah. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've been filled with the Spirit of God. I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy. If you don't, you can. Hallelujah. Because it is the spice of life. It is the Spirit of God. It is the anointing of God. This was the type, the symbol. Everything about worship, everything about living for God needs to be anointed. Have you ever read that scripture that whatever you lay your hand to, do it as unto the Lord? Everything we do needs the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. You see, Acts chapter 10, verse number 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ laid down the glory, the majesty, the power of heaven and became man. And when he had come to that day and that hour where it was time for his ministry on earth to begin, his public visual ministry that everybody could see, he went to John the Baptist, his cousin, that was a miraculous conception also. Not a holy conception, just a miraculous one. And he went to be baptized at the River Jordan. Not because he had anything to repent of, but to show forth his humanity. This is what God has prescribed. This is what I will do. John baptized him in the River Jordan. And when he come up out of that water, the spice of life descended in the form of a dove, landed upon him, and his ministry began under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. And they made sure that they let the church world know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The power did not Jesus himself tell his disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Because you're going to go into all the world and you're going to preach the gospel and you're going to teach them. You're going to baptize them. Hallelujah. They're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost too. But you got to have it before you can help others get it. Can I say that again? You've got to have it to help others. You've got to have it to help others. Are you getting the picture yet? It's not an option. You've got to have it so you can help others. Hallelujah. You might be able to struggle along, drag yourself along, and still come to church and not have it yet. But you're only getting you here. You need that anointing of the Holy Ghost so you don't have any trouble getting here, and you're bringing some with you. Hallelujah. That anointing of a Holy Ghost of God that has a burning down deep in your soul, that spice of life where you want to see somebody else come to the house of the Lord. Woo, why? Because you know what's going on here. Praise be to our God. The spice of life comes alive. Hot sauce, if you will. Hallelujah. Praise God. It brings some results. Woo, praise God. And so we see that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. That's why he went around doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. That is not necessarily talking about miracles. That is talking about when he sat on the mount and he began to share the Sermon on the Mount. Those that were oppressed of the devil, that had no hope, had no thought of truth, and all of a sudden truth came their way. What manner of man is this? Woo! Hallelujah. Well, he did perform miracles too. It's still by the power of the Holy Ghost, that anointing of God. He didn't do it in the second person deity position. He did it in the second Adam position under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and power. I just got to throw this in here, but he's not the second Adam anymore. Hallelujah. When he comes back, praise God, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. He's coming back on a white stallion. Hallelujah. He's got a sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. And he is going to destroy anything and everything that is against God. That's the second person of the deity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to the King. Praise God. But here he's on earth, being tempted in all points as you and I, yet without sin. The Bible says, hallelujah. Age old question, could he have ever sinned? It's doubtful. He was full of the Holy Ghost and anointed of the Holy Ghost, and he was following the Holy Ghost. Glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, I've got to move on here. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Please, do not take this scripture and try to convince me you don't need to come to church anymore, you have the Holy Ghost. That's not what he was saying. You got to realize he was already talking to a church that was full of the Holy Ghost, that he had taught them personally everything pertaining to the kingdom of God, and they had no excuse not to walk in it or live in it, and thus they just needed to follow the Holy Ghost that had already brought everything to their knowledge through him. Praise God. You say, well, Brother Pepper, you're reading into that. Well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. If you read the whole Bible, that's why he gives us pastors and teachers and evangelists for the edifying of the saints. So we need edifying, church. Hallelujah. And once we get edified, then the Holy Ghost can keep bringing it back to our minds. Amen. But if there ain't nothing in there, he ain't got anything to work with. Woo. But the more we put in, the more he's got to work with. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how he operates. That's why we need that newness of mind. Glory to God. That's why we got to think right. That's why we got to think on the right things. That's what he can use. Oh, well, I've uncovered that. We'll move on. 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And our God, the baptism in the Holy Ghost of God inside of us, ruling in us, reigning in us, leading us, renewing us, the spice of life, if you will. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We call it fruit of the Spirit. I want to call it this morning the spice of life. How many love to encounter people with the fruit of the Spirit? I mean, you just meet people that are so in love with God. They just treat you so nice. They treat you so kind. I mean, we had opportunity for 2.5 years to be on the evangelistic field. And we encountered multitudes of pastors and churches that they just loved us. They were kind to us. I mean, they were glad that we were there. I mean, they wanted to hear the preaching. We were just in some wonderful places. I mean, so it's really a good thing to encounter people that are full of the spice of life, isn't it? So, what happens when people encounter you? Doesn't the Bible teach us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us? When people encounter you, do they encounter the fruit of the Spirit? Do they encounter the spice of life? Do they encounter the joy of salvation? Do they encounter something that is interesting? Something that is zesty? Something that intrigues them to find out what's so different about you? Praise our God. Amen. The spice of life. I've got to move on rapidly. 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? If you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Here we are, washed in the blood, purchased by God, to become the temple of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God. 2 Timothy 1:6-7, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Stir up, rekindle, refire, refresh the gift, that spiritual endowment, that spice of life. God has given us power, dunamis, miraculous power, miraculous ability, miraculous abundance, mighty strength, wonderful works. That's what God gives to us. Wow. This kind of just hit a mental moment in my mind of why that Lord was so angry, wrath filled him when he came to that one servant that he'd given one talent and he'd done nothing with it. Because that servant had the authority of that master to do everything with it. He had the power to put it to the usurer in his master's name. Wow. And when he came and found nothing, he said, cast him out into outer darkness, there shall be. Why? Because he has supplied the power. Hallelujah. For you and I to humbly walk therein. Hallelujah. To refresh ourselves, stir up the gift of God that is in us. Hallelujah. And let that anointing of God lay hold of us fresh and anew, bringing forth that power, that love, and that soundness. Why the scriptures are so wonderful when he says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock, the door shall be opened. Those are all invitations of help. Those are all invitations of power. Those are all invitations of God coming on the scene in our hearts, our minds, and our lives. Just ask. You want to overcome? Just ask. Just ask. Remember the story? I think it was Jason, and I'm closing. My first closing. I'm closing. Sometimes my memory fails me. I just remember the story of the young man that got saved, and he had to crawl past the bar. Had to crawl past that bar. Because he got saved, but went past the bar, and the liquor called his name to him. Preacher man said, you come to that bar, he said, you get down on your hands and knees, you crawl past that bar, you pray, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock the door shall be opened. After a couple failures, he finally took heed to the instruction of the wise old man, come to the bar, fell down on his knees and praying. I've been there. It wasn't a bar, but I've been there. I'm ready to do whatever I need to do. I'm crawling, God. If I have to climb a tree, if I have to dip seven times, or get in the picture, whatever it takes, because provision's there. Ask. Hallelujah. And I can embellish the story just a little bit, because when he first started doing that, he did it when he got right to the door, and then it worked so well that night, he started a block before, and he didn't. Pray, gets a block past. Look what God can do. Before long, he just walked by and said, y'all want to come to church with me? We got revival coming on down here. Hallelujah. You see, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. God's not willing that we be powerless. He's willing that we be full of the Holy Ghost and that anointing of God, that it becomes the spice of our life. The very thing that makes our life so different from that of the world is walking with Jesus Christ, with the mind of Christ, the love of Christ, the power of Christ, and our life just totally changing to that holy, godly, righteous living, and that wherever we go and whoever we meet, that's what we want to share with them. Is that goodness? Beware. Beware. Unless you're going through the checkout lane and the kind person on the other side, and I notice I said kind person on the other side checking you out, says, well, good morning, how's your day? And you start unloading every complaint you've got under the sun to that individual of how bad your life is. Oh, I go to church down here. This is just my imagination. When that individual departs, that individual standing there says or thinks, they need to try a different church. Evidently, that one ain't helping. On the other side of that coin is you can be sitting in a powerhouse church, just not asking for help. Just not seeking help. Just not knocking that you can get the help that you need. The spice of life. I love it. I praise God for it. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean we won't have problems. problems. Doesn't mean we won't fight our flesh. Doesn't mean we won't have failures. It just means we have someone who will help us rise up and go again and do it right. Praise our God. You know, I put together farm equipment for a living several years ago, 10, 15 years ago, and I always cringed when they brought in a new piece of equipment because I didn't know how to put it together. I had to follow the instructions. I'm not a very good person with reading instructions and doing. I'm the person, if you show me, I got it. So the very first one always took me hours more than the next one. Because the first one is where I made all my mistakes, friend. Trying to leave the instructions behind and move ahead faster, you know, because the more you put together, the more money you make. And then getting to this one spot and needing this one piece, and you look over there and you put it in that spot over there. Oh, you know what you got to do? Take it all apart to get to that one. To put the right piece there so you'll have the right piece over here. Did I let it discourage me so that I'd never put together another piece of equipment? No, I just learned from my mistake. Next time I put the right piece in the right spot and it was done. To be honest with you, I was just changing headlights in my car Friday. Came apart. I had to take the front nose off of it. It's just plastic, a few screws. Wasn't that big a deal? I'd already watched the video on it. I love videos now. I already watched the video on it. I'm coming apart and getting my new headlights in there. And it's going back to me. And I get down to put the screws underneath and I find this piece of foam, hard star foam. Got two little ears on it and it goes somewhere. Of course it does. I was trying to put it down below. It looked like it might fit here, but things wasn't coming together. And contrary to what I'd normally do, I just push harder and squish it and make it. No, I didn't do that. I turn on the video again. And I had this strange suspicion that went right up in the middle of the bumper. I was correct. And I had to take, I just took one side off, pulled it out enough I could reach down in there and position it where it belonged. Put one. Put it back together again. See, now if I have to change somebody else's, I won't make that mistake again. You ever been there, Brother Field? I know you have. Hallelujah. And I said all that to bring you to the reality as a Christian, yes, you're going to make some mistakes. Sometimes you're going to say something that you shouldn't have said. You're going to let your anger fly off the handle and you're going to wish you hadn't done it. Don't give up. Learn from your mistake and move on. Move on. Go further. Go deeper. Get a little more hot sauce. Get a little more spice of life. Get a little more of the Holy Ghost of God going on in your life so you don't do that again. Praise God. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. God, that you provide. Lord, God, you provide everything we need to walk with you, to know you, to be filled with your Spirit, Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, God of heaven, I thank you, Lord God, that you desire to fill with your Holy Ghost sometimes more than we desire to be filled. But God, oh God, help our desires to mount up. Help our desires, God, to become giant desire, Lord. Hallelujah. To be filled with the Spirit of God, to walk in the Spirit of God, and to know the joy of that relationship. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost, that spice of our life. Praise be to our God. Father in heaven, I just ask, let the Holy Ghost move. right here this morning, Lord. Your presence is so wonderfully here, Lord, but I ask you, God, to move in a specific way. Lord, in specific hearts, Lord, to strengthen, to encourage, to refresh, to revive. Lord, let new dedication be made, new consecration be made. Let greater determination rise up in us, God, for we are in the very last of the last days, Lord, and we want to walk full of your Holy Ghost. We want to be spice to somebody else's life. We want to minister to individuals, oh God. We want to see them know the goodness of our God. Father in heaven, Lord, just meet us around these altars here this morning. Hallelujah. In our time of prayer, opening up our hearts, our minds to you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Let's come around the altars here this morning. Let's close out this service with a time of prayer, a time of praise. Oh, just opening up our hearts, our minds, our souls, stirring up the gift that is within us. Hallelujah. If we've been filled with the Spirit of God, then we'd be refilled with the Spirit of God. If we haven't been filled with the Spirit of God, that we would be filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, help us to ask. Help us to seek. Help us to knock. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Just let your